Deuteronomy chapter 16. Keep the month of Abib, and celebrate the Lord your God's Passover. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. And you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God, sheep and oxen, in the place where the Lord chooses to seat his name. And you shall not eat anything leavened with it. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, bread of affliction, for you went out of the land of Egypt in haste, so that you remember the day of your exodus from the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And no leaven will be seen by you in all your territory for 7 days, and none of the flesh which you sacrifice in the evening on the first day will remain until morning. You shall not sacrifice the Passover in any arbitrary one of your gates, which the Lord your God is giving you, but in the place where the Lord your God chooses to seat his name. That is where you will sacrifice the Passover, in the evening at sunset, in the season of your exodus from Egypt. And you will boil it and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses, and in the morning you will wend your way and go to your tents. For 6 days you will eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day there will be a solemn assembly to the Lord your God. You will not carry out any work. You will count out 7 weeks. From the start of the sickle going in the corn, you will start counting 7 weeks. And you will celebrate the festival of weeks to the Lord your God, with a quantity of freewill offering from your resources, which you may give according as the Lord your God blesses you. And you will rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, and your manservant and your maidservant, and the Levite who is within your gates, and the foreigner, and the orphan, and the widow, who are in your midst, in the place where the Lord your God chooses to seat his name. And you will remember that you were a slave in Egypt, so you will keep and perform these statutes. You will celebrate your festival of tabernacles for 7 days when you gather in from your threshing floor and your wine vat. And you will rejoice in your festival, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite and the foreigner and the orphan and the widow who are within your gates. For 7 days you will celebrate the festival to the Lord your God, in the place which the Lord chooses, for the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands. And you will be joyful in all respects. 3 times per year all your male population will see the face of the Lord your God in the place which he chooses at the festival of unleavened bread and at the festival of weeks and at the festival of tabernacles. And they shall not see the presence of the Lord empty-handed. Each man will come with a gift according to his resources, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. You will appoint yourself judges and officials at all your gates, which the Lord your God is giving you by your tribes, and they will judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not pervert judgment. You shall not show partiality, and you shall not accept a bribe. For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and subverts the words of the righteous. You shall pursue justice and nothing but justice, so that you may live and possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant phallic parks of any tree for yourself alongside the altar of the Lord your God, which you might make for yourself, and you shall not set up any idolatrous statue for yourself, which the Lord your God hates.